today for sure, we will talk about the very, very lamaisa issue of opening milk bags. Because as we know, many of us here in Eretz Yisrael are still using milk bags, but we'll see that it's going to apply to other things as well. Can one, or in what way is one able to open up a milk bag on Shabbos? So we'll begin as we've been doing. We try to consider what some of the possible isurim would be with opening up a milk bag. So in terms of Soser and Boneh, those are not going to apply. We don't have to talk really about those. Even if you're opening and making it into a functioning kli, or if you want to look at that as destroying a kli by opening it, those are not issues. Why? Because as we've seen already a number from the past 2 weeks, that anything which is not a full-fledged kli, which what the Gemara, the Rishonim referred to as a mustiki, that was Tosis's Okimta in the Gemara, that said that you're allowed to break open a kli on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to break open a kli? Why can't it be shover as a chavis? Isn't that so sere of a kli? So Tosso said, yeah, because why are you allowed to do that? So Tosso says, because we're dealing with a mustiki. And the principle that there's no binyan and stira by kalim refers to things like a mustiki, a very simple, non-significant kli. But if you're dealing with a real kli, then it would be a problem. Okay, but we're talking here about a milk bag. A milk bag is certainly going to be considered a mustiki. It might even be that other category, which is the category of chosolos. And if it's chosolos, that's the Gemara that we saw regarding the ability to rip open the packages, but the makeshift kalim that they used to make out of the leaves in order to package the dates of the figs. That's even less than a mustiki. That is batel to the fruits inside completely. So there's not going to be any binyan or stira when we're talking about milk bags. We should add, there is another interesting svara that's added by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. This is an Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chav Beis. He says that the issue of binyan and stira are only by sturdy kalim in terms of being made out of eitz or mateches. But if you're dealing with begadim, so begadim and flimsy materials are never going to be subject to binyan and stira, meaning even a piece of clothing, which a piece of clothing you can argue is a serious kli, right? That's not just a throwaway thing that you stump together. That's something very significant, a clothing. Clothing, if you would destroy clothing, that wouldn't be an isser of stira. Why not? It's a kli, stira on a kli. Rav Moshe writes that there's no discussion when you're dealing with flimsy material. So a milk bag, both because of the fact that it's going to be considered a mustiki or chosalos, or because of the fact that it's flimsy material, is not going to be subject to soser and bonus. That's not our issue. What is the big issue, or what are the two big issues when it comes to milk bags? Let me just discard of the other issues until we get to the big issues. Mechatech. Mechatech, we said, is when you cut something to a specific size. So here by the milk, when you're cutting off that little tip of the milk bag corner, you don't care about the size of that for the piece being removed. You might care about the size of the hole in order to get the milk out. But you don't care about the size of the piece that's being removed. You just want to cut off a piece. It doesn't really matter to you because you're not keeping that piece. You're throwing that piece in the garbage. Mechatech is when you want something at cut A off of B because I want A to be in a certain shape. So mechatech is not going to be shayach here. In addition, mochek is probably not going to be an issue because most of the milk, all of the milk bags that I've ever seen, they never have writing in the top corner. Right? Mochek we said, is for the Shulchan Aruch, it might be okay. We said that for the Ramah, it would be a problem. But no milk bags have writing in the corner. So we've discarded of binyan and stira and mechatech and mochek. None of that's going to apply when you're dealing with a milk bag. What are the issues that are going to apply? Two things. Number one, asiyas pesach. And this is a very fundamental discussion about Asiyas Pesach. So we said Asiyas Pesach is a form of Makiv HaPatish, and it's making the vessel a better, more functioning, easier to use clay. So Asiyas Pesach, when I cut off the corner of the milk bag, seemingly I'm now able, I have a nice opening and I'm able to pour out of that. Okay, so first of all, just to make sure we have it clear, this is Sif Aleph and Shin Yod Daled. Let's just read it again. Ein binyan ustira bekelim. There's no binyan and stira bekelim. Hani mili she'eno binyan mamish. Kigon chavis. Shinishpura v'dibig shivra b'zefes. Hani mili, when is this talking about any binyan and stira bekelim? It's a shitas tosfos. That's when you're dealing with a mustaki. So yachol l'shovro likach mash v'socho. But even when dealing with a mustaki, and this is the key line for us, u bilvad shlo yichavin lenokva nekev yofe shiyelo lepesach. As long as you don't purposely make a nice opening, the imkain have le masakin mona. So here you have it, black and white, shin yadalid sif aleph. Even though binyan and stira does not apply by a mustaki, but Asiyas Pesach Yafe does. Makiv HaPatish does. And therefore, seemingly, to cut a corner off of the milk, even if we consider that to be a mustaki, it's going to be a problem with Asiyas Pesach. Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein, but for sure Rav Moshe Feinstein, I mean, you can make a very good argument in Rav Moshe Feinstein, but Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he also says that it's true regarding Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. They argue that that is even if the bag is considered chosalos, meaning not mustaki. Even if it's chosalos, it's still going to be a problem if you purposely make a Pesach Yafe. The way Rav Moshe knows this, his son, Rav David Feinstein, who was nifter not so long ago, so he points it out from a tshuva that we already talked about last week. If you remember, when we talked about opening up milk cartons and folding the corners to make that spout, Rav Moshe wrote that that's considered chosalos. And yet, Rav Moshe held it was usher to open that spout. Why? Because of Asiyas Pesach Yafe. What do you see? You see that according to Rav Moshe, Asiyas Pesach Yafe is usher even with chosalos. So again, it doesn't really matter how we look at a milk bag, whether it's mustaki, this low-grade kli, or if you look at it as chosalos, it's not even a kli, it's batel to the food inside. Still, to make a Pesach Yafe is a problem. So, seemingly, it should be a problem to open up a milk bag on Shabbos. And indeed, if you look in the Orach HaShabbos, he quotes that many poskim hold that it's usher to make a Pesach Yafe on a milk. It's usher to open a milk bag by cutting off the corner, because that's called Asiyas Pesach Yafe. We all know that when you pour out the milk, it pours very beautifully. However, there's a Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that we've quoted a bunch of times in our Limud, and the Shulchan Shlomo is a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he brings a lot of psukim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he writes that it's true. In general, it is usher to cut a nice hole, even in a mustaki, maybe even in chosalos. He says, but a milk bag, since the only purpose of it is to hold the milk, to transport it to your house, and it's only being used until it's empty, he says, it's not a problem, meaning it sounds almost like saying it's chosalos. It's not a problem as long as you're not miskaven to make a Pesach Yafe. And this is really the issue that we need to address. The issue is like this. If you take a look in Shin Yod Daled, Sivav, it says, Mutter lahatiz rosh achavis b'sayif. You're allowed to cut off the top of the barrel with a knife, with a sword. You have a barrel full of wine. So you take out your machete, and you slice off the top of the barrel. Why? Delav lePesach miskaven, because your kavana is not to make a Pesach. That's not why you're cutting off the top. Rather, what do you want to do? You just want to get to the contents. And this is the way that you get to the contents. You're not really intending to make a Pesach. If it was a barrel and you wanted to make a Pesach, you'd make a hole in the side and put a spigot in, a spout in. The question is, how do you apply this principle of sifvav, let's say, to a milk bag? Is it possible to say that when I cut out the corner, I'm not really trying to make a Pesach? That's not what I'm doing. This is the only way to get to the milk. What am I going to do? I'm going to slice off the side of the milk bag. All the milk's going to spill onto the floor. So I guess it might depend on who you are and how things work in your family. I don't know. By me, I don't really look. I just sort of cut. Sometimes it's this tiny little hole. Sometimes it's a much bigger hole. And when my kids try to pour it, it all goes flying out. I'm not so careful about the hole because I'm just trying to get to the milk. Other people might be very careful. They take the scissors and they look where they want to cut, and they're very careful to make a nice size opening. So in Shulchan Shlomo, he writes that as long as you're not miskavin lasos Pesach Yafeh, as long as you don't have kavana, that's not your goal, you're not intending to make a Pesach Yafeh, since anyway we're seemingly dealing with something like Choselo, something that is just being used until it's empty and then getting discarded. So he writes again, he writes explicitly that l'charchila, you should open everything before Shabbos. But the Eved, if you're stuck, he says, as long as you're not niskavin lasos Pesach Yafeh, you can open it. But then in the next paragraph, he adds another point. And he says, but the best way to do this is to make a very small hole, which allows the milk to be, allows the hole to be defined as a hole which is lahotzi, the lo lahachnas. Because then we're already downgraded. Generally, a hole for a Pesach needs to be something that can let out and let in. So he says the best way to do this is to make a very small hole that's only lahotzi v'lo lahachnas. So when the dust all settles, the shita of the Shulchan Shlomo, quoting from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is that l'chachili you shouldn't open them, but b'dieved, if you're stuck and you're not miskavin lasos Pesach Yafeh, and indeed you actually even try to make a very, very small hole, then he says, b'dieved, it's okay. He then adds that for sure, if you're going to use it up immediately, it's okay. Meaning, let's say you're blessed, you have a big family, you know, you have 12 kids, kanainahara, and that bag of milk is going to go right now. You're not reusing that bag. When you open the bag gets used up immediately. You probably need two bags. You're pouring cereal for everyone on Shabbos morning. So he says, in a situation like that, are you yeshiva, when you're opening up lots of bags, but the bags are going to be used up immediately. So then he says you don't even have to make the small hole. You can even just make a regular hole. So again, when the milk bag is throwaway, but it's not going to be thrown away right away. You are going to use it to store the milk for another day or two until it's used up. So then he says, try not to be miskavin lasos Pesach Yafeh. Try to make a very small hole. But if it's going to be used up right away, the milk, then you can even make a regular hole. Because it's so being headed towards being thrown away. I mean, it almost sounds like he's saying that Chosalos, it's not a problem to make a Pesach Yafeh. It's almost what it sounds like he's saying. So,
Rabbi?
Yes, please.
Is there ever a need that one should avoid it by just buying the cartons instead? And when it comes to like Friday, and just buying an extra carton?
You could argue like that. You could also argue just try to make it as part of your pre-Shabbos routine. To always open up, you know, an extra milk bag, right? That's going to be that could be another suggestion. We're going to see there are going to be other suggestions in a second. So let me discuss the other possible isser, and then we'll get to the suggestions. The other possible isser is korea, ripping. Now, what's the issue here for ripping? So first of all, again, the Shulchan Shlomo, he was just makir to open it, so he addresses this and he says there's room to be makel on korea also. Like for instance, it's all one guf echad. There's some shitas, we don't paskin like this straight up, but there's some shitas that to be over on Korea, you have to have two things that were connected and now you're ripping them apart. But if it's one unified thing, like the milk bag, to rip that, that's not going to be Korea, at least not for sure, not the Oraisa. But others were machmir on this. And in the Orchel Shabbos, he says, it's a very easy svara why. In general, when you're dealing with something like Chosalos, it's mutter to be korea them. That's exactly what it says in the Braisa. The Braisa on Kuf Mem Vav in Shabbos, what does it say? It says that when you have these chosalos with the dates inside, you can rip them open to get to the dates. So says the Orchel Shabbos, yeah, because there it's completely destructive. But here you're doing it in a constructive way. You're ripping a hole in order to get the milk out. So even if you want to say, oh, it's not a Siyas Pesach because you're not miskaven, okay, but you are ripping in order to achieve a constructive purpose. You're ripping in order to be able to get the milk out, which is what you want. So the Orchel Shabbos thought, forget about a Siyas Pesach. We have to be machmir because of Korea. So what's the bottom line halacha? The bottom line halacha is very simple. Lechatchila, you should open it before Shabbos, for sure. B'di'eved, if Shlomo Zalman was willing to be makel, as long as certain conditions were met, i.e. very small hole, or if it's going to be used up right away, a regular size hole. For the Sfardim here, you should know that the Orlet Zion, the Ben Zion Abba Shaul, so he writes in Chelek Beis, Perek Chav Zayin, he thinks that he could just open up the regular way. Yeah, it's Chosolos. I don't remember exactly what his reason is. Chosolos, and the Siyas Pesach is not a problem by Chosolos. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch says it's primarily a problem by Mustiki. Rav Moshe extended it to Chosolos, and in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos, he has a footnote where he thinks maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman did also. But as we saw Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not necessarily Mukhrach that he held that way. So that's b'di'evad what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. And as we pointed out, others are machmir to have a concern, first of all, about Siyas Pesach, and also because of the problem of Korea, because of the problem of ripping. So what should you do? Let's say you're stuck and you don't have an open milk thing. You really need your cup of coffee. And you don't want to be makel for the Shulchan Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman. What can you do? So I know that I believe my wife, she was always told, as I guess as a child, that what you should do when you want to get to the milk is you should rip it open completely and then transfer the milk to another kli. Right? Instead of ripping a corner and pouring it like the regular way you do during the week, so instead rip open the whole side of the bag. Be careful not to rip any letters, but rip open or cut open the entire side of the bag and spill the milk into a plastic container, into a jug, into some type of kli, and put that in the fridge. So there's not going to be any Korea there because it's derech kilkel, and Korea needs to be amenas l'takin, and it's not going to be amenas l'tfor, and it's not going to be here. It's going to be, I mean, it's better than that. It's not just Korea, it's Korea derech kilkel. In addition, there's no Asiyas Pesach, that's for sure, because you're ripping open the whole thing. The Shulchan Shlomo brings up this as well and says this is obviously a better thing to do, is to rip it completely. And he points out a lot of people don't know this. He says it's the same thing with non-food. If you tear it derech kilkel, when it's this non-significant kli, that's mefurish, that's chosolos. That is the brisa of chosolos. Kuf mem vav. You can rip open the chosolos to get to the dates inside. So you can definitely rip open the milk bag to get to the milk and pour the milk into something else. You don't have to rip it up into a million pieces so the milk flies all over the place. But you cut a nice big cut in it, gash, you know, on the top so that you can't use it anymore you can't use it for pouring. And then you just dump the whole thing into a kli. And the Shulchan Shlomo says the same thing would be true with clothing or napkins. If you rip it completely, so it's not going to be a problem. So if you have an article of clothing, he says, Chosolos is not dafka because it's fruit, because it's a tzorech of Shabbos. So if you have napkins that are wrapped up in plastic, you can rip the plastic completely. If you have tissues in plastics, you can rip open, again, don't rip any words, but you can rip it completely, and then you can take out the napkins. So that is one advice that you can do in order to cover all the concerns. The other one, which, you know, I guess it's not so nice to suggest, but everybody maybe does it anyway, and that is you can use your teeth to open it. You can bite the corner off. It's not going to be a Siyas Pesach Yafeh if you bite it off, that's for sure. And no one would look at that and say, wow, what a nice, you know, smooth opening. That's number one. And the poskim write that also it's not Korea because fundamentally it's hard to call something like that a constructive tear. It's true, you're getting to the milk, but you're doing it in such a strange way and you're doing it clearly just to get the milk out. They didn't think that was called Korea. When you cut with kavana to accomplish something and to get a nice cut, so even if you don't want to see it, it's a Siyas Pesach, okay, it might be Korea. That was what the Orchel Shabbos said. But here, when you're biting it with your teeth, nobody thought that that was considered, certainly not the normal way, it's not a constructive way. Now, can you use scissors in all these situations? Like in all the situations where it's allowed, like let's say we said, according to Shlomo Zalman, to cut a really, really small hole. Or what we said, according to everyone, which is good advice, is just to rip the thing completely. Can you use scissors in that situation? So this is just a little chazara from our our muksa shiurim. Anyone remember? The Mishneh Berurah had a chumrah. Mishneh Berurah writes in Shin Ches, in Yud Beis, he writes,
you don't have
a knife. What? Say, yeah, go, what was that? Yeah, Simcha, go ahead. You froze there, so I don't know.
If available, then you could use it, or if it won't cut as well.
Excellent, very good. The Mishneh Berurah had a chumrah that a kli shemalachta l'isser, which you're allowed to use with tzorech gufo. So that's not the case when you have a non-muksa option available. I don't know if you guys remember when we talked about this. We started saying, like, what does that mean it's available? Like, if it's in the next room, is that considered available? If my neighbor, is that considered available? And I think we quoted a tshuva that it has to be in the room, really available. So can you use scissors in a situation like this? So according to the Mishneh Berurah, if you have a non-muksa option available, what would be a non-muksa option? A knife. If you have a knife, a non-muksa option, so then you wouldn't be able to use the scissors. Rav Avadji Yosef, really the son, and Yalkut Yosef, he writes that this chumra of the Mishneh Berurah, our Achenu B'nai Sfarad did not accept this. And even if you have a non-muksa object easily available, it's okay. You can use the scissors. One other just a comparable case, you know, kids in Eretz Yisrael, they have the shoko bags. So what would we say with that? So that's for sure going to be even more makeup. Why? That's always something that you just use once and throw away, right? That's like Shlomo Zalman said about if it's a yeshiva, they're going to use up the milk immediately. You could be more makel. You can make a regular hole. So an Israeli shoko bag, in general, first of all, I think minog Yisrael is to open Israeli shoko bags with your teeth, right? I think that's the minog Yisrael. You don't cut the Israeli. So we already are in the clear with that. In addition, it's being thrown away immediately after use. The only issue you have to be careful with these things are the lettering, because unlike the milk bag, sometimes they do have lettering on all different funny places, and you have to be careful when you're opening these Israeli shoko bags, even if you're ripping it with your teeth. So you have to be careful not to rip the words. Even though we did see in the Mishneh Berurah, if you remember, the Mishneh Berurah quoted from the Nod of Yehuda, I think, or from the Prima Gadim. He quoted there that if you destroy it derech achila, the lettering, it's okay. But this is not really derech achila. You're not eating the plastic bag. You're just ripping the plastic bag open. So you have to, that would maybe be the one thing you need to be careful about with Israeli shoko bags. Okay, I think we'll have time for one more topic, and a lot of it's going to draw on the stuff that we just spoke about, and that's, let's say, potato chips or cereal. Where you open a cereal box and there's that plastic bag inside. Any plastic wrappers, right? Potato chips, cereal, even let's say tissues here in Eretz Yisrael come in plastic bags. They come in plastic and nylon or baby wipes. Opening all these types of things, is this okay? So again, binyan and stira, not an issue. These things are mustiki. These things are maybe even chosolos. They're also soft, flimsy material. Rav Moshe said there's no binyan and stira by that. So forget binyan and stira. Let's get to our bigger issues again. And these are going to be the same issues that we saw by the milk bag. So one's going to be Asiyas Pesach. So if we're talking about a bag of potato chips I guess the first question is going to be, how do we open potato chips? Do we cut off a corner in order to pour them out? I don't know. I've never done that. Usually I just, you know, rip open the whole top in order to get to the potato chips. But if we're talking about ripping open the whole top, so I guess the first question is that considered Asiyas Pesach Yofeh? Or is that just ripping off the top? Remember, I go back to the Shulchan Aruch and Sivvav. Sivvav said, it's true, you can't make a Pesach Yofeh, but what can you do? You're allowed to chop off the top of the chavis. Maybe this is called chopping off the top of the chavis. So that's one issue we need to think about. The other issue we have to think about is, these are being discarded right away, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman said, like with the case of a yeshiva, if it's being discarded right away, so just don't be mechavin to make a Pesach Yofeh, and everything's fine. So there were seemingly, at least according to Shlomo Zalman, there would be certainly be room to be makel if you're throwing the bag away right away. You know, it's like a single person bag of potato chips. What if it's a large bag of potato chips that you're going to use a little bit now for the Shabbos party, wrap it up, and then use it on Sunday for the kids, I don't know, snacks for school? Or what if it's a cereal bag, the cereal box, and you open the box, and you've got the plastic inside with the cereal, and that everybody wants to open that carefully, right? So very annoying when somebody, at least I find it very annoying, when somebody opens the cereal box and they just rip open that whole bag. Because, right, what happens then? We all know what happens. All the cereal then gets into the box between the plastic and the box, and it gets stale. You want it to be in that plastic bag. And indeed, if you're careful when you open the plastic bag, everyone's careful to just open up the very corner of it. Or another good example would be, let's say, Osem soup. What are those things? Croutons, the yellow croutons, right? So the ubiquitous croutons that are served with the Friday night chicken soup. So when you have a bag of that stuff, you don't just open up the whole top. Most people cut a corner in order so they can pour it nicely.
Also with the milk plastic, you're also careful not to just open it. It's going to spill everywhere.
Correct, exactly. So if we're talking about something like croutons, or if we're talking about a potato chip bag where you want to make a nice opening, and you want to make a nice opening, so that for sure is going to be a problem. So like, for instance, you have these baby wipe packages. There are different types. But you have these baby wipe packages where you like peel off the top and it makes a very nice oval opening on the top in order to be able to take out the baby wipes one by one. So if that's sealed and you rip that open, that is l'chora, siyas Pesach. Oh, it's only a mustaki or it's only chosolos. Yeah, but you're using that baby wipe package for a long time. And you are bikavana making a nice Pesach. You want that nice Pesach on the top. It allows them to be drawn out one by one, or a tissue box. When you open the top of a tissue box or a tissue bag, you know, you want it to, you know, you're careful that it opens in a certain way in order so that you can pull out the tissues one by one. Certainly if a cereal bag or an Osem croutons bag, You want to cut the corner. You want it to pour out slowly. So l'chora, in these situations, again, it's different than the milk bag, because the milk bag is literally just, I would throw it away if I could. I'm just using it until I'm done. It's, and it, that's a day, it's 2 days. But something like the baby wipes or even the croutons, something I'm using for a long time. And one could, and again, I'm being mechavin, as I said with the milk as well. If you're the type of person who's very careful to make a very, you know, not too big, not too small, then that's a problem if you're careful. If you're just stom opening the corner, you're not really even looking, you don't care, you just want to get to the milk. So then you're not being mechaving for a Pesach Yafa. So I think here with these larger bags of chips that you're going to be using for a while, so if you're bikavana making a nice opening, that's going to be a problem. If you're not, so for instance, the thing with the crouton bags of the cereal, you really just rip open the whole top of it. Or the baby wipes, the tissues, instead of opening the top nicely, you like just like rip open the side so you can get all the tissues out from the side. So then we wouldn't have a problem of a siyas Pesach. So it's going to go back to the milk. The milk, Shlomo Zalman was assuming, most people are not mechaving to make a Pesach Yafeh. And he says, and even with that, he says, but try to make a super small hole, so that we don't get into, so we minimize the problem of Asiyas Pesach. Here, you can't make a super small hole and get the croutons out. You can't make a soup, you know, what are you gonna, you're gonna shake it and shake it and shake it and get one crouton out at a time. So here, there's a tzad to be more machmir. The other issue is gonna be korea, and here korea gets more complicated, right? We said that korea might or might not apply to a milk bag. One of the reasons was because it's one solid single goof, one entity. But when you have a potato chip bag that was opened and they glued it shut, right? The top of the potato chip bag that you pull apart, or the top of the cereal bag, that was two separate pieces. And they, you know, if you've ever gone to like a factory where they make these things, so sometimes they put heat on the two sides. Like they'll put like, they'll have two sides that are very hot and they slide the plastic in and that closes. It opens and closes on it. And it seals it together. So when you pull that open, that is separating two things that were glued, that were fused together. And for that reason, the Orach HaShabbos says that it's certainly a problem to open up a bag of chips, even if we're talking about a single bag of chips for one person. Okay, maybe we can argue it's not a Siyas Pesach, because it's temporary and you're not really mechaving for the opening and it's not even maybe a Pesach Yafeh, Seder. But here, unlike the milk bags, I'm separating two things that were originally separated and they were glued together. So, and the Orchos Shabbos quotes from Rav Yashiv. Orchos Shabbos and also Rav Yashiv, excuse me, both write that potato chip bag is a problem to open. Who's Makel? So here Rav Shlomo Zalman again brings up a possibility to be Makel. It's quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he writes that you are able to open the two sides and pull it apart. Why? Because first of all, only the very tip of the bag was glued and the intention was for us to open it. Okay, so what does that mean? Just a little bit of background. We know that by kosher and matir, tying and untying, and also by koreya and tofer, which are very related to each other, the prohibition, the isser of tying, knotting, and opening knots is very related to tfira, sewing, and koreya, ripping. So by both of them, part of the issue is that it's a problem to open or to connect something that's going to be shel kayama. Now, what does it mean, something that's going to be shel kayama? It's going to be long-lasting. So the Ramah writes in Shin Yud Zayin, right in the beginning of Shin Yud Zayin, the Ramah writes that it means a week. Anything that's done with kavanah to be a week, that's going to be the problem of shel kayama. And then he brings a day of 24 hours. So anything that was sealed with intention to be sealed for a week, or maybe we have to be more machmir, 24 hours, seemingly should be shaykh to the Isser of Korea. To open such a thing, to tear open such a thing, would be a problem of Korea. So here there's an amazing svar from Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He suggests that the potato chip bag that was sealed in the factory was not really sealed with intent to remain closed for a week or even for 24 hours. Why not? He says, they don't want it to be sealed at all. You know why? They want you to buy it right away. The only reason you don't buy it is because it takes more than 24 hours for it to get out of the factory and onto the shelves and into the store for you to buy it. But fundamentally, nobody is sealing it to be shel kayama. Nobody is saying, okay, let's seal this so that it can be sealed for 24 hours. Let's seal this because our goal, our malachas machsheves, is that we want this to be sealed for 24 hours or for a week. No, they want it to be sealed for as little time as possible because they want people to buy it right away and open it up. So the svara that he suggests is that since these potato chip bags were glued shut, but they were glued shut with the intention to be opened as soon as they could be, so opening is not going to be a problem of Korea. Now you hear that's a chiddush. You know, we might not have ever thought of it, that opening a potato chip bag would be a problem of Korea. Oh, but it's for food. Doesn't matter if it's for food. It's Korea. So, and that's what the Orchos Shabbos writes, that's what the Rav Yashiv writes. Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, is Makel. Now, we're going to have to see in a second what the final halacha is going to be, just to one or two other issues. Mechatech. Sometimes, you know, you're just separating sides. There shouldn't be any mechatech here. You're not cutting anything to a certain size. Question is, some of these packages sometimes have like a perforation, and they tell you to open it on the perforation. You know, nowadays you have bags that have a built-in Ziploc in it. And on the top of it, there's like a little perforation, a little slit. And you pull on that slit in order to pull off the top of the bag and you reveal the Ziploc. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? You know these kind of bags like this? So in a bag like that, seemingly that should be mechatech. You want to cut it exactly on the line in order to expose the Ziploc. So again, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, you don't really care about the size that's being cut off. It's true, you don't want to be knock into or ruin the functioning of the Ziploc. But you don't actually care. When you pull that thing off, you don't really care about that. And you're not cutting that to a specific size because you want to cut it to a specific size. Rav Yashiv was Makel. Rav Yashiv thought it was a problem whenever there's a pre-slit in something. He thought that to cut to that would be a problem. So again, if it's something that you, Taco, would like it to be cut specifically to that shape, that might be a problem. That would be a problem. But here, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought it was a problem, and Rabbi Yashiv thought not. So what's the bottom line? And we'll end with this for tonight. What's the bottom line halacha when it comes to opening up plastic bags like potato chips that were sealed closed or cereal? So if you rip it open completely, everyone agrees it's fine. It's not going to be Korea because it's Derech Kilkel. It's not going to be Asiyas Pesach. So the best thing to do, you want to open up the potato chip bag, rip that bag completely. Be careful not to rip any letters. And therefore, maybe it's better to use a scissor. Oh, Mishnah Berurah says not to use a scissor. Well, not to use a scissor if you have a knife available that could do the job. I'm not so sure you can use a knife and carefully cut open a potato chip bag and not rip any letters. So seemingly there'd be a heter to use the scissors. And you use a scissor or use your hands to somehow rip it open completely, and then it's okay. Rip it open completely, put the potato chips into a bag, into a bowl. But if you're going to be opening it in the normal way, certainly if you're going to want to reuse the potato chip bag. So now we get into the questions that we saw before. If it's going to be consumed immediately, there's room to be made, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said. But if you're going to reuse the bag, so Rav Shlomo Zalman, still, there might be room to be mekel. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote like that. But Rav Yoshev was machmir because of Korea, the Rosh Hashavas, Rav Yoshev, and also Mechatech, if there was some pre-slit that was there.